Boy, it's gonna be real neat, huh, Beaver? Fishing and camping and messing around up in the woods.
Yeah. We might even find an owl asleep in a tree and bring it home.
Why don't you want to bring home an owl?
I don't know. I'd be the only kid in the block with a real live owl.
Well, if we're lucky, we might find an owl. I'm sure it's the weekend we'd get here.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hi, dear. Have a good game?
How could you help having a good game on a day like this? Hi, the air was so clear you could see for miles.
Good, then you didn't lose any golf balls.
Only three. Where are the boys? Must be outside somewhere. Kids couldn't resist taking advantage of a day like this.
They're taking advantage of a double feature at a cartoon parade.
Movies on a day like this?
I drove them down at noon. I said you'd pick them up at 6.
You know, somewhere back in history, it's rumored that the Cleavers were related to Johnny Appleseed. These two characters of ours can't even walk back and forth to the movies.
Eddie and Chester and Tui are with them. You're going to have to drop them off, too.
Oh, great.
Dad, I came out to see if you were here.
Well, I've been here for 10 minutes, and you were supposed to be out here at 6 o'clock.
Well, gee, Dad, we would have been here, but the guys didn't want to come all the way out unless they knew you were here. Well, you know, sometimes we miss a lot of good stuff just hanging around waiting for you.
Well, that's too bad. Well, come on, come on, go on and get the guys out here now in a hurry, yeah?
Sure, Dad.
Well, where are the other boys?
I don't know. I come out to get a chocolate bar, and I thought I'd see if he was here.
I just sent Wally in to look for you. Didn't you see him?
He must have gone down the other aisle.
Yeah. All right, now you stay right here.
I gotta get my jacket.
All right, get your jacket. But find Wally and tell him to get on out of here in a hurry.
Well, hello, Ward.
Hello, Fred.
What you doing, holding up the building?
No, I'm just picking up the boys.
Yeah, I came to pick up my big fella, Clarence.
Oh, how is Lumpy?
Lumpy? Oh, Clarence is just fine. Weighs 198 pounds now. All of it's solid muscle.
Hi, Daddy.
Well, Clarence, say hello to Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Clarence.
Gee, Daddy, you said you'd be here at 6. I came out 3 times looking for you, and you weren't here. Mom said you would be. Gosh, I missed a lot of the cartoons.
Well, now, Clarence, don't upset yourself. Daddy will buy you a soda on the way home. So long, Ward. See you around the salt mines.
Now, tell me about the cartoon.
Hi, Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Hi.
Sorry to hold you up, but we had to wait while the kid was hitting Tui.
That's all right.
He wasn't hitting me, Mr. Cleaver. He was just shoving me around.
Well, anyway, come on, let's get going, boys. I can't... Wait a minute. Where's the Beaver?
The Beaver?
Yeah, the Beaver. I just sent him in to look for you. Didn't you see him?
Yeah, we saw him.
Well, didn't he say anything?
Uh-huh. He just sat down and started watching the cartoon again.
I'd go back in and get him, Mr. Cleaver, but that kid would start hitting me again.
Oh, no. I think I'd better get him. Now, don't you fellows go away.
I'll see that they don't, Mr. Cleaver.
Thank you, Eddie. Now, you fellows behave yourselves.
Why don't you pull it all the way down? Helps your looks.
Oh, we already got hit there.
All right, Eddie, I can do it by myself.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Beef.
Where's Dad?
We went in the theater looking for you.
cartoons are, so I come out.
My mother's gonna be awfully sore if I get home late.
Well, gee, we can't go without my dad.
What are we gonna do?
Well, let's go back in and look for him. When we get inside, let's spread out. We're just gonna go in. We've been in here before.
Almost ready.
Oh, we had trouble finding Dad in the movies.
Well, I'll get supper on the table.
You know, you wouldn't have had any trouble finding me if you'd been where you were supposed to be. Well, I'll tell you one thing. This is the last Saturday we go through this movie routine.
Well, gee, Dad. What's wrong with going to the movies?
Wally, do you realize you kids went in that theater today at noon? It's now 20 minutes after 6. You spent over 6 hours today sitting in that stuffy movie theater.
Yeah, they sure give you a lot for your 35 cents, don't they?
That's not the point I'm making, Beaver. Look, I should think you boys would want to be outside today. Out in the fresh air where you can breathe.
Gee, Dad, we can breathe all week. We only get to go to the movies on Saturday.
Look, Wally. You don't have to go to the movies every Saturday, do you? Now, look, to take today, for instance, why couldn't you kids have gone over to the athletic field and played baseball?
Gee, Dad, they put up a fence. They got a guy to chase his kids away.
Oh, come now, Beaver. Why would they have a man at the athletic field to chase kids away?
Well, he doesn't explain it. He just tells us to get out of there.
Well, all right, then. All right, you could have gone over to the park and played mumbledy-peg.
Gee, Dad. They arrest you if they catch you with a knife.
All right, you boys better go on upstairs and get washed up for supper.
Wally, why was that kid hitting Tui in the movies?
I don't know. I guess he thought he knew him.
What's up now?
June, can you tell me why they'd have a man at the athletic field to chase kids away?
Didn't you read about that? They want the grass to look nice for the dog show next month.
Oh.
War, don't be upset about the movies. I'll pick the boys up next week.
They're not going to the movies next week. Next week, Wally and the Beaver are going to enjoy a well-planned weekend out of doors where they can get some fresh air.
They won't get on the athletic field unless we enter them in the dog show.
June, I'm serious about this. They need to get out of doors. They ought to be doing the kind of things I used to do when I was a kid. You know what I'm going to do? Next weekend, I'm going to take them up to Friends Lake for an overnight camping and fishing trip.
Oh, Ward, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't had time to do that in a long time.
No, I haven't. They're upstairs washing up. I'm going to go up and tell them right now.
Don't be too long. Supper's ready.
Oh, say, dear, you're not going to mind being alone next weekend, are you?
Of course not, dear. While you're in the great outdoors, I'll go to a movie or something.
Yeah. Yeah, Eddie. This Saturday, our dad's going to take us up to Friends Lake.
Wally, tell me how we're going to make fire by knocking two stones together.
Now, will you, Beef? What's that, Eddie? Sure, he promised.
Huh. My pop's the same way. He promises you something to keep you quiet. Saturday comes along, you remind him of it, he acts like you got rocks in your head.
Well, our dad's not like that. When he promises you something, he means it.
I'll be seeing you next week.
At the movies.
Like fun you will, Eddie. Eddie?
Wally. Dad, how are we going to take us camping? Isn't he?
Sure he is, Beef. You know how Eddie is. Whenever you tell him something good, he's got to tell you something bad to spoil it for you.
Well, we got an early start in the morning. I want to get up to the lake by 9 at the latest.
With no problem persuading the boys to go to bed early tonight. Beaver was cute. He didn't want to get undressed. He said he wanted to practice sleeping with his clothes on.
Hey, Jill, why don't you come along with us?
Well, I knew you'd ask me when it was too late for me to accept, but I didn't think it'd be this too late.
My dear, you know you're perfectly welcome.
Well, thank you, dear, but I'm too contented here. I don't think I could bring myself to leave my garbage disposal for that long.
Here.
Oh, hello, Fred. Won't you come in?
No, no, can't stay a minute.
Well, what's up?
Well, I hung around the sweatshop today after you left. Wire from New York. Thought you'd like to know the scoop.
Well, yeah, I'd be delighted. What is the scoop?
Well, it seems the big boys want the Farmington report we've been working on their desk first thing Monday morning.
Monday? Well, that means we'd have to work over the weekend. I was going to take the boys up to Friends Lake.
Of course, Ward, you can afford to buck the big brass. I'm just a little frog. Tell you what I'll do, Ward. I'll work on the report myself tomorrow. I'll even sign your name if you want me to.
Thank you very much, Fred, but I think I'd better meet you down at the office first thing in the morning. Just have to take the boys another time.
Well, too bad, Ward. But as Sir Walter Scott says, the best laid plans of mice and men Afghan Aglay.
That was Robert Burns.
Oh, well, see you in the morning.
Yeah.
Are you sure that wasn't Sir Walter Scott?
Robert Burns.
Oh. Well, if you're sure, I'll have to ask Geraldine about that when I get home.
Oh, well, I guess you heard.
Yes. Oh, Ward, those boys are going to be so disappointed. Well, they've told all of their friends all week about this camping trip.
Oh, no, dear. Well, I better go up and tell them.
Well, they're asleep now.
Well, I'll be up long before they are in the morning. I'll tell them then.
Ward, do you really have to work tomorrow?
No, I could just let it go. Give up my job, sell the house, and we could all live in a tent.
At least that way the boys get to go camping.
That was a very sweet thing to say. Gee, I'm sorry, fellas. I hope you understand. I just can't help it.
Your father will take you camping next week.
That's okay, Dad. We understand.
Sure we do.
Well, have a good day, fellas, and I'll see you later.
You know, boys, your father wanted to go on this camping trip just as much as you do, but, well, when you're grown up, you just can't always do everything you want to do.
Well, gee, Mom, that's the only reason I want to grow up, so I can do everything I want to.
I don't think anyone ever grows up that much. Now, look, fellas, you get dressed and come on down for breakfast, all right?
Okay, Mom.
Hey, Wally.
Yeah, Beef?
I don't really understand.
Well, that's because you're just a kid.
Yeah, I guess so. Wally, those worms we caught, think they'll last till next week?
I don't think so. We better turn them loose and then catch them again if we need them.
Yeah, I guess worms should have as much chance to have fun as anybody.
Yeah.
After the morning, you want to go to the movies?
Gee, Beaver, we told Eddie and all the guys we were going camping. What would we say if they caught us there watching Vampires of the Amazon?
If we can't go to the movies, what are we going to do?
Well, I guess we'll just have to do nothing.
I'd rather do nothing when you have to go to school.
Hey, I'm home.
Hi. I've been keeping your supper hot. It's 7:15. I thought you'd be home by 5.
Dear, Fred was helping me.
Oh.
Where are the boys?
The boys have gone camping.
Camping? Where?
Well, they wanted to go up in the sand hills, but they are now roughing it in the wilds of our backyard.
No fooling.
Uh-huh. They pitched the tent out in back of the garage, and they took out their sleeping bags, and they're going to spend the night.
What are they doing?
Well, they came in and got some hamburger meat so they could cook their own supper. But they asked me if I'd mind not coming out.
Oh?
Well, he said it wouldn't seem like they were out in the wilds if their mother stuck her head in every few minutes.
Well, I think before I eat my supper, I'll just kind of wander out and see how they're getting along.
Better wear your red honey hat. I think the beaver has a water pistol.
Oh, well, I'll risk it.
Hey, who's out there?
Nobody here but us bears.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hi, Dad. We think Rosetti or some of the kids messing around. I'll just let you have it.
Oh. Well, you fellas did a pretty good job of getting this up.
Well, it fell down a couple of times, but then Beaver stood in here and held it up while I drove in the stakes.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just about the same size as the tent poles.
Well, you know, fellas, I'm still sorry about that camping trip, but we're going to make it for sure next weekend.
Well, that's okay, Dad. We're having a lot of fun out here.
Well, that's swell. Fellas, I think I'd button up this tent flap, though. It's beginning to blow up a little bit outside.
Okay, Dad.
If you smell anything burning in the morning, that's just us cooking our breakfast.
All right, Beaver. Well, good night, fellas. And if you need anything, just yell.
Gee, Dad, we can take care of ourselves. We're just about grown up.
Sure, Dad. We learned how to do things for ourselves, just like you said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess you are, Beaver. Good night, fellas.
Night. Hey, Beef, where'd you put the eggs?
They're in my knapsack.
Oh, good.
In the morning, let's pretend these are eagles' eggs. We had to climb to the top of a mountain to get them out of the eagle's nest.
What would you want to do that for?
I got a scratch in my arm. We can pretend that's where the eagle clawed me.
Well, you can pretend what you want to, but I'm just going to eat them. And anyway, whoever heard of an eagle laying a hard-boiled egg?
It's a little dried out, but it's hot.
Yeah, the boys are doing great out there.
Paper said it may rain. Think they'll be all right out there?
Oh, yeah, they'll be perfectly all right. Thing for us to do is to leave them alone, not spoil their fun.
I suppose so.
Yeah, you talk about Wally and the Beaver. When I was a kid, Chuck Tollefson and I slept in a tree.
You had a tree house?
No, we just slept in a tree one night.
Well, what'd you do that for?
Well, we'd go and tell the kids at school that we'd slept in a tree. We were quite the celebrities of the fourth grade. 2 days later, Lindbergh flew to the Atlantic and took the play away from us.
You're making that up.
Oh, no, he really flew to the Atlantic. It was in all the papers. Want some coffee?
Sure sounds neat when it rains on a tent, doesn't it, Wally?
Yeah. You know, Eddie Haskell says if you touch the inside of a tent while it's raining, it'll start a leak.
Ah, that Eddie. He thinks he knows everything. Will it really start a leak if you just touch it?
I don't know. That's what Eddie says.
Eddie was right.
Now, there must have been a hole there or something. It couldn't start a leak just by touching a tent like this. Boy, that Eddie sure is a wise guy.
Wally, look over there.
So what? We're camping out. A little water's not going to hurt us.
Sure, it's not going to hurt us.
We better get to sleep.
It's not better with the light out. We can't see the rain coming in.
Look at the way it's coming down. Ward, I think you ought to go out and tell those boys to come in.
June, I disappointed them about the camping trip. I can't go out there now and spoil what little fun they are having. Anyway, there's nothing more exciting to a boy than lying in a tent listening to the rain.
But the wind, what if the tent blows over? You'd just be lying there in the rain.
Dear, they're right in their own backyard.
I suppose so.
I have to admit, I kind of wish they'd come in myself.
But we couldn't make them.
Ah, they'll be all right. I'm going to get a glass of hot milk and go up to bed.
You asleep, Wally?
No, I'm not asleep. I thought you were asleep.
No, I'm not asleep either.
You okay?
Oh, sure. But it kind of feels like the water's coming in the sleeping bag with me.
I better turn up the lantern and see how we're doing. I'm glad we stopped those leaks. Boy, this is something.
Yeah. I bet we got the only tent with running water. Something bothering you, Wally?
Well, heck no.
You wouldn't be thinking about going in the house or anything like that, would you?
Oh, of course not. We're camping out. And anyway, even if we were thinking of going in, we couldn't go in.
Oh, sure. Why couldn't we?
Because we told Mom and Dad we could take care of ourselves. If they ever saw us coming in on account of a little bit of rain, they'd think we were a couple of sissies.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I think we better do something about this water.
Whatever we do, we better do it real quick.
Well, hi.
Good morning, dear. How are the boys doing this morning?
They're fixing their breakfast out there.
Glad they're all right. That was an awful rain we had last night. We must have a leak. There are wet spots all over the carpet on the stairs.
Are there?
I'm going to have to call Dunlap. Have him check our roof.
Couldn't do that if I were you, dear. I think the boys made those spots on the carpet last night when they carried their sleeping bags upstairs.
When did all this happen? I must have looked out of that window two or three times last night to see if that tent had blown over.
It was about midnight. You were sound asleep.
How'd they get in?
Well, I may have accidentally left the kitchen door unlocked.
Accidentally?
They went back out when the rain stopped this morning. It was around 5 o'clock.
Ward, how were you so sure those boys would come in?
Well, I wasn't, but I wanted the back door unlocked in case they did.
Sounds like you've been through this before.
Yeah. The time Chuck Tollefson and I slept in that tree, after a couple of hours, his father came out and made us come down. Given anything if he just left the back door unlocked.
We leave for Sunday school.
You mean you guys took the sleeping bags and slept out in a tent last night?
Yeah, we slept out there most of the night.
It was real neat.
Boy, my pop wouldn't let me sleep out in the rain. He'd have come out and dragged me out of the house and made me take a hot bath. Didn't your pop make you come in at all?
Heck no.
Boy, I wish I had a father who never cared what I did. Come on, we'll be late for Sunday school.
Wally, Dad does care what we do, doesn't he?
Sure he does, Beav. Who do you think left the door unlocked last night?